Beskar Prim, written by K-Burb and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars The Clone Wars fic, rated for general audiences, featuring Din Djarin, the Armorer, and Grogu, Baby Yoda. Summary. The Armorer has a lot of thoughts about what a Dekut Din is, but she'll do just about anything for him. Keywords, just about.
Receiving your first piece of Beskar gum is a high honor,
the Armorer reminds him. He can almost hear the way her eyebrows are likely raised behind her helmet, and he can nearly feel the judgmental stare.
I know,
Din replies.
He is my foundling. Foundling or not,
she reminds him,
he must prove himself to be worthy of Beskar.
Din sighs, crossing his arms across his chest.
He has saved my life countless times, Armorer. In what ways has he not proven himself? He's Jaiti,
she counters.
Jaiti do not receive Beskar gum. Actually, he's not Jaiti, he's a Force user,
Din points out.
And beyond that, you're just wrong there. There is a history, as I have been informed, in which we have granted Beskar pieces to Jaiti and non-Mandalorians in times of need. You want to make his pram out of Beskar,
the Armorer protests, voice cracking in her frustration.
That's not even armor. That's simply a waste of precious material. Wrong again,
Din tells her.
His pram is his armor. It closes around him, protects him, floats where I go. He will grow out of it, sure, but when he does, we can melt it down to make him body armor. For now, this is my request for my foundling.
She groans, helmeted head thumping down into her hands.
Stubborn Dekut,
she mutters, resignation clear in her tone. Ironic, coming from her.
So?
He asks.
Will you do it? I brought you the Beskar. I am forgoing my own Beskar gum upgrades for this.
The Armorer mutters a string of curses into her hands before lifting her head again.
Fine,
she tells him, and he cannot help the feeling of victory and excitement in his chest.
I'll make your Dekut de Pram for your menace of a foundling, but no more Beskar for him until it is time for real armor,
she adds, tone once again stern and commanding. Din raises a hand in a mock salute.
As you wish, he is your grand foundling after all,
he adds, though he knows a joke is pushing his luck rather far. She just groans again, sinking deeper into her chair.
Get out of here before I change my mind and denounce you as my foundling. You can bring the little one here tonight. Now, scram.
He scrams. The end.